would now like to welcome on stage the Honourable David Clark, member of the New South Wales Legislative Council.
Well, thank you very much, and Vice Consul Dorata Preda, Polish community leaders, my parliamentary colleague Julian Lesser, and dear friends in the Polish-Australian community. It's a great honour and joy to be here today at this annual Polish Christmas festival here at Darling Harbour. And by the end of this day, 10 to 15,000 people would have gone through this area to sample a part of the culture of 1,000 years of Poland and 1,000 years of the Polish people, their culture and their contribution to the world. But it's not only in art and music, with Chopin or and scientific inventions with Madame Curie and other famous Poles. It's also in the fact of the leadership and the heroic virtue that has been exercised by the Polish people over this 1,000 years of history. Because over this 1,000 years, many invaders have entered into the sovereign Poland, but they have never conquered the heart and soul of the Polish people. And we remember in 1939, when Hitler and Nazi Germany were invading countries around them, it was the Polish people who first and foremost stood up to those Nazi invaders coming into Poland. They took the lead in that resistance to fascism. Unfortunately, 2 weeks later, after September the 1st, the communists from the Soviet Union invaded from the east, a fact very, very often not mentioned. So over the next 6 years, the Polish people endured that fascist occupation of Poland with great heroism. We remember the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1943. We remember the general Warsaw Uprising of the Polish Underground in 1944, when, to their eternal infamy, a communist army, a Soviet army, stood outside of Warsaw while it was blown to bits by the Germans and allowed the Poles to be slaughtered in their thousands, and then wished to move in after all of this destruction that had occurred. But it wasn't only in Poland itself that the Polish people resisted heroically, it was outside of Poland as well, because Polish airmen participated in the Battle of Britain. They took part in the Battle of Tobruk, and they took part in the Battle of Monte Cassino. They were there at the landing at Normandy. They helped liberate France. They fought all the way, these Polish troops who went and who got away from occupied Poland. They fought all the way to Germany itself and participated in the Battle of Berlin. So that's the heroism that we're talking about with the Polish people. But then after the defeat of the fascists, they were occupied for the next 45 years, entrapped in a communist system. But once again, the Polish people took a world lead, and the resistance and the eventual destruction and defeat of communism started in Poland. And it started with a dock worker at Gdańsk called Lech Walesa. And it started with a Polish Pope, Pope John Paul II. And they took the lead in the Polish people rising up and eventually forcing the communists to leave, and eventually seeing the defeat and the destruction and the demise of communism throughout all of Eastern and Central Europe, and there to Moscow itself. This is what we owe to the Polish people and to their leadership and to their heroism. So today at this cultural festival, I honour and exalt the Polish people throughout those terrible years. I remember many of those days, and what a miracle of our times that it is that I am sure that there are Polish people here who lived under fascism, who endured those 45 years of communism and came to Australia hoping that one day their nation was free. And why do I remember it? Because as a very, very young lawyer during many of those days, I was an honorary solicitor for the delegates here in New South Wales of the Polish government in exile there in London. And they stayed there until Lech Walesa and a free government came to Poland in 1989. So a wonderful thing that many in the community lived to see the freedom of Poland. So today we pay tribute to 1,000 years of achievements and leadership from the Polish people in standing up against tyranny and standing for freedom. It is wonderful to see these two great flags flying together, the Australian flag and the Polish flag, people joined together in the defence of freedom, in the defence of religious freedom, in the defence of Western civilisation. So, dear friends, there's only one way that the Polish-Australian community is going, and there's only one way that the Republic of Poland is going, and that's onwards and upwards to bigger, better and greater things in the future. Have a wonderful day at this Polish celebration down here in Darling Harbour. Thank you very much.
Member of the New South Wales Legislative Council and Parliamentary Secretary for Justice. Thank you very much.